This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls. That's the point of the program. We start by going to them and talking to Seth in New Hampshire. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, gang.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to a podcast, and Ian, you mentioned about the ballot proposition in Massachusetts to get rid of the income tax.
Yes, the one that went down in flames. 70% of Massachusetts voters voted to keep their income tax. Amazing.
What's amazing about that is that generally, you know, voters don't put two and two together and they'll vote for high spending. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, well, the people want socialism, but you have to have a really, really virulent form of statism to vote to keep the government taking your money. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And people, but, I mean, well, they were scared by the same, you know, the government people always trot out the same old scare tactics of, well, if you don't keep the income tax, children are going to be dying in the streets, old people will be not be able to be, you know, be taken care of, and our precious police and firemen will be starving with their families.
Don't forget the plague and the pestilence.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you had mentioned that the Free State Project should be really reaching out to libertarians in the statist wasteland of Massachusetts to let them know what's going on up here. And I just wanted to let you guys know about something that we're doing to reach out to them.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we've created a landing page that talks about basically what's going on in New Hampshire, the fact that the Free State Project elected four of its members to the legislature, and we were able to get a spending cap in Rochester, New Hampshire. So things are going much better than they are in Massachusetts.
Yeah, yeah. Did any libertarians get elected in Massachusetts this time around? Highly doubtful.
And it's a lost cause in Massachusetts, you know. And so basically the plan is to implement the advertising on Facebook, where mm-hmm. we can target the ads by age and political affiliation and state, so we can target only students in Massachusetts ages 18 to 25 who are libertarians and, for instance, fans of Ron Paul or Murray Rothbard or et cetera.
Neat.
So we're raising money right now. If I can give the URL, it's fsp.chipin.com.
That's easy enough. fsp.chipin.com, and you can contribute to this outreach campaign to Massachusetts liberty-minded folk.
Yeah, and on the page you can view the landing page that we've created to see what the people who click will see, and you can also, it links to the FSP forum where we explain exactly what the advertising will entail and how it'll work. So,
you know, I wonder if anybody's going to be able to talk to the folks behind the repeal of the income tax, behind that measure. The Center for Small Government, I believe, was spearheading that effort. Carla Howell and Michael Cloud are two of the sort of name libertarians that are behind the group. And it's my recollection, and I don't know if I'm recalling exactly correctly, but it's my recollection that when faced with the idea of the Free State Project in the past, Ms. Howell was less than interested, I guess. It
yeah.
seemed like they thought they had a real good thing going down there in Massachusetts, and that they were going to keep trying to achieve liberty in Massachusetts. And now that their ballot measure has gone down in flames, I wonder if they would be more open to the idea of the Free State Project, and if you could somehow, you know, recruit them into it and then get their endorsement. And then I know they've got an email list with a whole lot of liberty-minded people on it. That would, of course, result in inevitably some sort of an email going out to that list promoting the Free State Project, which I think would be pretty valuable. I don't know how possible any of that is, because I don't know how, you know, cold or warm she might be to the idea these days. But hopefully you'd think she'd be a little more warmed up after this pathetic showing down there in Massachusetts.
Not for want of trying.
I mean, no, it's not her fault. I mean, these people are so indoctrinated and just so sad down there. There's no chance for liberty down there. You're doing worse than you were a few years ago. Throw in the towel. Move a few miles north to New Hampshire and get active up here, where you can actually make a difference.
You can still see your friends.
And, you know, the one of the things that I know that Michael Cloud is one of her cohorts there. He has been famous for giving the advice out to libertarians that if you're doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results, and that is piss-poor results, then you should probably consider doing something different. So I think it's time the libertarian types and liberty-minded people in Massachusetts really take a serious look at their situation there.
Well, I can tell you, you're not the only one with that idea, because within 72 hours of the Messiah giving his acceptance speech, we had 50 signups, new signups to the Free State Project.
Hey, that's good news.
So people are getting the message that, you know, this isn't working. You know, Ron Paul, I mean, we put so much effort into Ron Paul nationally, and we did a lot of good things. We introduced a lot of new people to the ideas of liberty, but he still didn't break double digits in most states, and we have to concentrate our efforts if we really want to succeed, and that the window of opportunity is closing. We don't have much time to, you know, before things get past that point of no return.
Right. Every day that goes by is, you know, the government, unfortunately here in New Hampshire, we're only slowing the amount of activists that we have. We're only slowing the growth of government. We have not yet stopped the growth of government here in New Hampshire,
which is why we need more people.
More people, yeah.
So we only have 622 people so far, and we already were able to elect four of our members. So imagine what we can do with just 3,000 or 4,000, let alone 20,000.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Seth, so people can go to fsp.chipin.com to help you with this effort to reach out to the Massachusetts voters or Massachusetts liberty types.
Activists, voters, or not.
Great. Thanks, Seth, for the call tonight. Appreciate the update, and hopefully a few people will throw in at least a few bucks into there, because I think it's probably a good advertising outreach opportunity. No better time than now as well. 800-259-9231. And it's also time to, and I know they're working on this, it's also time to reach out to those disaffected Ron Paul fans that are now wondering, well, what next? Now what? You know, the Ron Paul endorsed candidate, Chuck Baldwin, from the Constitution Party, also went down in flames, not doing significantly better than any other Constitution Party candidate from the past. So I don't know if that's the Ron Paulites' rejection of the Constitution Party based on the fact that they really aren't a pro-liberty party, or what it is. I'm not sure what that is, but it didn't work.
I imagine they caught the election bug and decided that they would vote for whichever one they felt was the lesser of two evils of the main two candidates. I was just I went to fsp.chipin.com, and they're only really looking for $500 to do this.
Oh, that won't take long.
Yeah, this won't take long, and they've already got 170. So they're well on their way.
Well, speaking of lesser of two evils, obviously a lot of people are pretty excited about Mr. Obama being the president. A lot of folks are, you know, thinking that this guy is going to do something different, that this man is special, that he's a different politician, and now it's time for change, they say. Well, do they really realize what sort of change they're going to be getting into? Now, I understand that we've talked on this program about the idea of so-called national service in the past. I like to call it national slavery myself because, well, I think that's what it's going to come down to eventually. I think that what you're going to see happen, and I don't know how soon this is going to happen, because remember, the gears of the government do grind pretty slowly, even with somebody who wants to make changes and everything. But I'm not sure how fast this is going to happen, but eventually you are going to see some sort of push for the idea of national service. I mean, they've already begun talking about it within the future administration of Obama, and as we've talked about on the program, the whole idea is to force young people in America into government make-work programs, into, you know, AmeriCorps and the military, the Department of Homeland Security.
He's mentioned something about a civilian defense force as large, as powerful, and as well-funded as the American military.
He has. And one of the things that he's been pointing out and his supporters have been saying is that, well, don't worry, those of you who love liberty, don't worry about this idea because it's voluntary. It's going to be voluntary national service. They're trying to point out that this is going to be an option for young people.
Which, of course, still begs the question, is it voluntary that whether or not we have to pay for it?
Obviously, that's not voluntary.
And do you remember how poorly FEMA has handled the national disasters in the last decade?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is what happens when the federal government tries to help.
But I don't know if all of the claims that it's going to be voluntary even hold water. In fact, some news has come out as of today about Mr. Rahm Emanuel of Illinois, President Barack Obama's choice for chief of staff. They've dug through one of his books, and we've got an excerpt that's particularly relevant to this whole national service plan. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV Newswatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate, and when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are completely free for you at freetalklive.com, so enjoy those on us. Plus, we were talking quite a bit about the Free State Project a few moments ago. I want to invite you to their Liberty Forum. It's happening early March of next year. You can get all the details as far as where and exactly when over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We're going to be there broadcasting live for the entire thing. Plus, Congress, there are a number of liberty-oriented luminaries that will also be in attendance, such as John Taylor Gatto, he's a former school teacher, I believe former teacher of the year for the state of New York. This guy knows the inside, the nasty underbelly of the government school system, and is more than happy to reveal it. That's very interesting, a very interesting man. He's going to be there along with a whole bunch of other guests, including Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane from the WWE, Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision, and so many more. You want to be there, too, because you're going to be surrounded by hundreds of people that are like-minded. You'll be able to network and socialize and have a good time. It's really a blast. We look forward to it every single year, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our special discount code to save yourself 10%. That code, 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL to save 10% on the Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to continue with calls, but real quick, this excerpt, just to give you an idea of what's going on here, what is in the works, perhaps, for the upcoming presidential term of one Barack Obama. He has apparently announced that he's picked his chief of staff, a man named Representative Rahm Emanuel from Illinois. Anyway, apparently he has written this book, this Mr. Emanuel's book, The Plan, Big Ideas for America, that calls for, among other things, compulsory service for all Americans ages 18 to 25. Here is an excerpt from page 61 and 62 of that book. This is what it says. It's time for a real Patriot Act that brings out the patriot in all of us. We propose universal civilian service for every young American. Under this plan, all Americans between the ages of 18 and 25 will be asked to serve their country by going through 3 months of basic training, civil defense preparation, and community service. Here's how it would work. Young people will know that between ages of 18 and 25, the nation will enlist them for 3 months of civilian service. They'll be asked to report for 3 months of basic civil defense training in their state or community, where they will then learn what to do in the event of a biochemical, nuclear, or conventional attack, how to assist others in evacuation, how to respond when a levee breaks or were hit by a natural disaster. These young people will be available to address their community's most pressing needs. So that finishes the excerpt, and
essentially FEMA.
Yeah, so Mr. Tusile, who wrote this, J.D. Tusile from the Civil Liberties Examiner, says, Emanuel and co-author Bruce Reed insist that this is not a draft, but then they go on to write of young men and women that the nation will enlist them for 3 months of civilian service. Now, they use the term ask and enlist interchangeably within those few paragraphs. They also warn that some...
Yeah, because, you know, it's the same thing, right?
In another paragraph, they also warn that some Republicans will squeal about individual freedom, ruling out any likelihood that they would let people opt out of universal citizen service. As chief of staff, Emanuel will not be in a position to directly introduce public policy, but his enthusiasm for compulsory service, combined with Barack Obama's own plan to require high school students to perform 50 hours of government-approved service, suggests an unfortunate direction for the new administration. An unfortunate direction, but one that was completely expected, because we talked a lot about this. Both him and John McCain support the idea of national service, and of course both of them tiptoed around the concept of making it universal or making it mandatory for everybody. They tiptoed around that as much as they could during the campaign, and I expect that you'll see more brazen admissions coming soon, because he's in, and it doesn't matter what he says at this point.
Right, and especially you're going to see this stuff enacted in the first year, because they want people to forget about it. Well, they're going to try it. They're going to try this stuff, whatever they're going to try. They're going to try in the first year, because they don't want to, you know, they want people to be as far from it as possible when they're voting the next time.
I see what you're saying. That's a possibility. They definitely are going to make a move on this, and we can talk more about Obama's plan to mandate that all high school students perform 50 hours of government-approved service, and that is a mandate. The proposal is nothing voluntary. Right. There's nothing voluntary about that, unless you consider going to government schools voluntary, and we can talk about that.
Until you're 18, and then you could get out not do it.
You could. And we continue here. We will take your calls about whatever you want. Zach is on the line in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you two doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, first, I was going to talk to you guys about the Fairness Doctrine, but real quick, a comment on your last topic there that appalls me. And I hope that that does not pass, but with a Democrat-controlled government, it's a safe bet that it will.
Oh, it would have passed with Republicans in control. They were all for it.
Yeah. But I've interacted with members of foreign militaries, for instance, Spain, where military service is mandated, and all you get is just people they're not going to put their hearts into it. It's not going to achieve what they say it's going to. That's a waste of time, and it's just growing the government, and it scares the crap out of me, honestly.
Oh, I think it'll achieve something. I think what it'll achieve is that it will essentially bureaucratize the youth of America ever more so than they currently are. I mean, we know that the young people in America have been indoctrinated very heavily with the idea that the state is wonderful and the state is all, and having them actually work for the government apparatus is going to only do that, inculcate those ideas even further. I mean, I'm sure there will be many who rebel against it, and they'll come over to our side as a result of it. However, a lot of people are going to just be completely brought into the fold of the state, and this is going to be like a bureaucrat training program for them, and you know that inevitably at the end of this program they'll be encouraged to sign up for more. Come on board and become a full-time bureaucrat, and we'll pay you. We'll pay you even more if you come on board as a full-time bureaucrat, and then, you know, they're lost. They're lost to the economy, because if they're bureaucrats,
they'll continue to nationalize businesses until the government takes care of everything.
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
Yeah, that I hadn't heard anything about that until 5 minutes ago, and I'm just
really?
I'm speechless.
Wow.
But,
are you a new listener?
Oh, no, I've talked to you guys a couple times before.
Oh, okay.
But I've missed the last couple shows recently. But to the topic that I called in about, the Fairness Doctrine, of course Obama comes out saying he doesn't support it, but Nazi Pelosi and everybody in Congress, of course, wants to push for it. I wanted to know what you guys think about it in general and what you think how it will affect your show if it passes.
Well, what I'd like to know from you is, I mean, if you've been following the idea, what is it? I mean, I understand it was something back in the 80s that had some sort of mandatory aspect in regards to if you're going to have one particular viewpoint on the air, you have to balance it with the other side's viewpoint. I mean, that's my basic understanding of it, and it was trashed. It's no longer there in the realm of the FCC. So I don't imagine whatever it is that's going to be called the Fairness Doctrine when it returns is going to be quite the same. So if you familiarize yourself with it, at least to some extent, hang on, we'll bring you back. You can tell us what you know about what it might entail. I don't know if anybody's seen any proposals yet. I mean, I know they've been talking about bringing it back, but we all know that it's not going to be the exact same piece of legislation that it was before. So what does it mean? What is the new Fairness Doctrine going to be? It's Free Talk Live.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call us at 800-610-2770.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features include the updates. You get signed up. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get yourself on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comic books for only $10, shipping included. Go to comics.thundergodexpress.com, and for the first 10 orders right now, mentioning Free Talk Live, you'll get a free random bonus comic included with your order. That's comics.thundergodexpress.com. I've read these this series. I enjoy it, and I have one put away for Jack also. comics.thundergodexpress.com.
We go back to Zach in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. You'd asked about the possibility of the return of the Fairness Doctrine, and of course I suggested that I don't know if it's going to come back in the exact same form that it used to exist. For those that are uninitiated, the Fairness Doctrine was something that existed back, I guess 80s? Reagan took it out sometime in the 80s, but it did exist up until the 80s at some point. I think it was like 84 or 86 or something like that. Anyway, the idea was to force a balance on the airwaves on the various different radio stations and TV stations across the country. The idea that, well, if you're going to air one side of a viewpoint, you had to air the other, as though, of course, that there are only two sides on any particular viewpoint.
As though the individual adult can be forced to be fair, sort of like a kid, if you're going to let one person on, you got to let everybody on.
That was the idea as I understood it. And, Zach, I don't know if you know what the new proposal is that might happen to be on the table. I haven't heard anything. Have you?
Well, that's the thing. There's nothing on the table as of right now. But there have been certain big-name senators in Congress that they say they wouldn't oppose it if it came up, things like that. And since they do have the majority, mm-hmm. I just see something like that in the near future. And Nancy Pelosi, she was even asked, do you support the revival of the Fairness Doctrine? And she said yes, flat out. So, I mean, I just wouldn't put it past them to go ahead and try to pass it.
I'm concerned about the fairness doctrine. It may be that it comes back in some kind of form where if you, you know, let one side on, you have to let the other side on, and which and I believe in the past.
As far as just guests?
I don't know. I don't know how it would be. But in the past, libertarians got on a great deal based on the fact that, you know, that they needed to, you know, were forced to show other sides. Now, I never support tyranny, or at least more tyranny, and you know, so I'm not going to root for this or vote for it, but it might be that this is a very good thing for Free Talk Live, and that stations would have to air something that it's called libertarian. But it could be that at the same time, it could be just, you know, that they put it together, so it's bad for us. I don't know. I think for talk radio, the fairness doctrine's terrible.
Okay, here is an overview from Wikipedia on what the fairness doctrine was. It was introduced back in 1949, and the doctrine remained a matter of general policy and was applied on a case-by-case basis until 1967, when certain provisions of the doctrine were incorporated into the FCC's regulations. It did not require equal time for opposing views, but required that contrasting viewpoints be presented. The fairness doctrine had two basic elements. It required broadcasters to devote some of their airtime to discussing controversial matters of public interest and to air contrasting views regarding those matters. Stations were given wide latitude as to how to provide those contrasting views. It could be done through news segments, public affairs shows, or editorials. In 1974, the FCC asserted that Congress had delegated it the power to mandate a system of access, either free or paid, for person or groups wishing to express a viewpoint on a controversial public issue, but that it had not yet exercised that power because licensed broadcasters had voluntarily complied with the spirit of the doctrine. It warned that should future experience indicate that the doctrine is inadequate, either its expectations or in its results, the commission will have the opportunity and the responsibility for further reassessment and action would as would be mandated. So it sounds to me like the original fairness doctrine wasn't too detailed in its in the ways that it was attempting to control content. It was suggesting, or it was telling stations that they did have to provide various different viewpoints, contrasting viewpoints, but it did not specify how those viewpoints were to be provided. So it didn't say, well, if you're going to run Rush Limbaugh, you have to run one of the liberal shows afterwards, or something like that. They did not get that detailed. Now, does that mean that they won't get that detailed in a new piece of legislation? Not necessarily.
Well, I would think that they would be more detailed, because at this point they've had to deal with 2 decades of Rush Limbaugh, and they don't like him.
This is certainly the case, and the Republican talk radio, or the conservaclone radio, whatever you want to call it, is inevitably going to be on fire as a result of the complete Democrat takeover in Washington, D.C. I imagine they won't like a lot of the things that are going to be said about the this upcoming administration, and they want to do things to attempt to silence that. I don't know how it's all going to play out, and I'm not really too concerned about our show. I mean, as far as maybe I was wrong earlier when I suggested there weren't two viewpoints. I think there are just two viewpoints. There's those of us who are in favor of liberty, and then those who are in favor of the state, whether they call themselves the Democrat or the Republican flavor of that particular version. That's pretty much the only two viewpoints that there are out there, those who want to aggress against their neighbors and those who want to honor their neighbors' choices. So we're always on one particular side of that, and forcing us to portray the statist viewpoint, I'm not sure how exactly we'd go about doing that. I don't think I would obey that.
I'll do it in a funny voice.
Okay, there you go, Mark. Yeah. You could be the one that that brings us into compliance with that. But I myself am not too interested in following whatever that diktat might be. And I also imagine that the responsibility to obey the fairness doctrine will fall not upon the show hosts, but upon the station management. So if we're talking about a syndicated radio program like Free Talk Live, then Free Talk Live appears on various different stations around the country. We're on progressive stations. We're on conservative stations, for lack of a better term, traditional talk stations. So we're on in a variety of different places, unlike some of the conservative shows, which can only get clearance, as they call it in the business, on the more traditional talk stations, or the progressive shows, which can only get clearance for the most part on the progressive talk stations. So we sort of mix and match on Free Talk Live. And again, how that'll all play out when it's all said and done, I don't know. I'm not losing any sleep over it, I'll tell you that.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for your time, and keep getting the word out.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you. Good question. Something I know a lot of talk show hosts are very concerned about.
I'm concerned about it. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like it, but I'm not losing sleep. Nothing's going
to
stop that.
But it wouldn't make sense, as far as syndicated radio is concerned, to try to put down these rules, I don't think, at least, because the programmers of each station have a different vision. You know, on one of our stations in Florence, on WVNA, we follow a progressive talk show. But on the same station, Rush Limbaugh is on that station. So they sort of already mix up the shows. Will they be in compliance? Will the mandate be that if you're going to have one show on, you have to have a counterbalancing show at a later time in the broadcast day? That's a possibility.
It's a possibility. I think that's the most likely thing that they would try to come up with.
That would be something that would help the underdogs out there. Now, those are the progressive shows. I mean, they're looking for more stations to get on. It's not happening quickly for them, and so that would be an easy way to help out entities like Air America and the other syndicates of national progressive talk shows.
And in smaller markets, you'll often find that that's the case. You'll have one talk station. That talk station will air a variety of different views because that's what best serves the audience.
Mm-hmm.
In larger markets, what best serves the audience is a station that you can get a single type of view, and then they can go to a different talk station and get another type of view. That's what serves the audience best. You'll have a conservative station. You'll have a progressive station. You'll even have a station where perhaps they listen. They air Dr. Laura, Dr. Joy Brown,
like a self-help station,
yeah, self-helpy, money, healthy kind of a station out there. And then they'll have a business talk station, a station that sells airtime to for infomercials, things like that. But in small markets, you'll have a station that does all that at once.
I think it'd be really difficult from a bureaucratic perspective to regulate the content of syndicated talk programs, just because there are so many of them out there. But controlling the content of the radio station is much easier because they actually have the license.
They have the license.
They
yeah,
have the license, and that the FCC can pull that license if they don't jump through whatever the hoops are they put up. So look for that to be the trigger. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5,
Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the easiest ways to do that is to become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up via any major credit card or PayPal or one of our alternate options to send in $3 a month to the program. Now, we take that money in and we reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board as well. The AMP program has been a smashing success so far, and we can do more with your assistance. And you can get perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. That, again, is amp.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Dave, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
What's on your mind tonight?
Agree with him or not, I was happy that Obama won, but I may not agree 100% with him.
You're happy?
You do or you don't agree with him 100%?
I'm happy, but I don't. I didn't agree with the Bushes or the Clintons either.
No, I understand that. Essentially, there's two really crappy horses in the race, and most people feel obligated to pick one of them.
I mean, I was trying to be happy to, you know, trying to look on the bright side and point out that maybe Obama and this whole Democratic control thing will result in the rise of some very nasty socialism, and that might result in some people coming on board with the Liberty Movement. I mean, that's certainly a silver lining in what is a very dark cloud. But what are you so happy about?
That it wasn't a return to four more years of Bush. Us being oppressed by the Bush administration.
Oh, well, now you'll be oppressed by the Obama administration instead.
Yeah, I voted Libertarian, though.
You did? Yeah. You voted for Bob Barr?
Yeah.
That's, well, he's not a real Libertarian, but I guess he was a better choice than one of the other two. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. In fact, there was a pretty... I thought there was a pretty good article over at Lou Rockwell today, not quite good enough to read on the air because he pretty much makes some of the points we made earlier this week about how the Bob Barr campaign was such a mistake for the Libertarian Party, such a sad, pathetic mistake for them. They really blew it because Bob Barr did not get any more votes. He did not hardly get any more votes than Harry Brown did back in 1996, and he did not get the most votes of any Libertarian Party presidential campaign ever. So it was just an abject failure. Anyway, you slice it, and hopefully the Libertarian Party will find their way and get back to being the party of principle, and then I can be somewhat pleased with them again, but it doesn't look like they're going in that direction at this point, so until then, we'll continue to ignore them because they're not worth talking about. 800-259-9231, we continue and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. I voted for Chuck Baldwin. But anyway, there was two things I wanted to let y'all know about. There are two reports that have just come out, and this is about the aborted fetuses that they're using their kidneys to put, their kidney cells to put into food for flavoring.
That's got to be illegal.
Food companies, there's a federal investigation going on right now. I gave it to the rep, so there's an investigation. But anyway, they never went to FDA or anything, And anyway, they're taking aborted fetuses, and they're taking their kidneys out and putting their kidney cells into the food.
Why?
And they're also cloning them, too.
Cloning the aborted fetuses?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're the kidneys.
What do aborted fetus kidneys do for food?
It just, like it says here, sweeter than sweet, saltier than salt, more sour than an aborted fetus. But anyway, there's a report you can get. I've got the websites for you to go to on this. And also, Dr. Martini just sent me a report, which was done the 27th of October on the aspartame. And it's a 17-page report. And this other report's 5 pages.
She is Johnny on the spot. Dr. Martini on the aspartame. So what's going on now, Paula, with the aspartame? Are they still trying to kill people with it?
This is a report letting you know what has taken place with everybody involved trying to, to get this stopped and the reports that are there,
I understand that a lot of people believe that aspartame is this evil chemical, and I don't know, maybe it is.
It is an absolute poison. See, they found it when they were going through poisons. Yeah. They found this chemical that was in the poison, and they said, oh, it's sweet, we can use this. Anyway, Donald Rumsfeld's behind this. And, matter of fact, I sent his admission to this to the U.S. Attorney General's office, and they did absolutely nothing.
Well, why should they? I mean, they've got their...
But he's the one that he said he didn't care how many people he killed.
Well, it may be true. I'm not sure, Paula. I have not taken the time to do research on aspartame.
My brother-in-law just died from it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but no, I don't need to do that research because I can just avoid products with aspartame in it.
Well, the thing is,
if I'm
though,
not concerned,
people
have
been drinking it for 20 years.
There are a lot of people, though, that don't know. I mean, they need to have this information. They need to contact their federal representatives.
Right. I was going to suggest to you, Paula, that if this is so important to you, that encouraging people to do their own research is probably going to be a more cost-effective method than trying to convince the government to change their mind about
something. Well, you ought to see who in the government, how they went about doing this, which was, they actually went against the, matter of fact, Orrin Hatch. They tried to get this in the committee to get it stopped, and Orrin Hatch stopped it. And Donald Rumsfeld was given $12 million by Reagan. And he got
That's business as usual for D.C. I mean, business people, they get their backs scratched by the government people, and in return, the business people scratch the backs of the government people to keep their competition out of the marketplace. And that's what the FDA is very effective at, is, ensuring that a very small amount of companies are able to bring products and services in the world of drugs to the marketplace.
Did they shove the fetus thing through committee, too?
Yeah. No, they didn't even go to the government. They just got a patent. And that was it.
It's patents on fetuses.
So you're saying, go get to the fetus thing. You're saying they're using feti in food?
Yeah, they're taking their kidneys and using the kidney cells to put into the food. Campbell's doing it in Nestle's food and
what
Coca-Cola.
Does that mean?
Who's doing it?
What's the purpose of that?
From what I see, they said this will be a way where they can get away from the MSG and, crap like this. But
I like MSG.
MSG, honey, can make you violent. Okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And, as a matter of fact, it's highly allergenic. It causes brain problems. It causes ADD, ADHD.
Paula, I have to say something. I mean, as far as what you're saying, it may all be true. I really don't know. But if you give a bunch of a chemical to a rat and you find out that they develop a problem, it's usually because you gave a bunch of that chemical to the rat. I mean, when they do these studies on little animals like that, they load them up with doses. I mean, they load them with doses that couldn't possibly be taken by a human being. You couldn't eat those that many Doritos, Paula.
They have the proof that what it's doing to the human beings, it's causing fetuses to be born deformed. It's causing diseases. My brother-in-law died a horrible death from it.
From MSG?
No, from the aspartame.
Well, we were talking about MSG.
This also affects your behavior. And it's very, very bad.
Yeah, I know. Makes me keep shoving chips in my mouth. Thanks, Paula, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's what MSG does. Is that you put MSG on something that's not that tasty, and it makes it tastier because it's essentially related to salt, monosodium glutamate, and it brings out a little bit of flavor in the product. And at the same time, it also makes it somewhat addictive. As I understand it, and I'm no expert on MSG.
What do the fetuses do?
That sounds like poppycock. Sounds to me like Paul has gotten her information wrong again.
Simon Green is people.
Oh, you know, we didn't get the website from her. But I'm sure if you go and look for her, Dr. Martini, you'll get the facts or something like that. But
facts?
That's what Paula does. She gets faxes all day from people like Dr. Martini, whoever she is. So on this issue of the scary chemicals like aspartame and MSG, certainly these are not chemicals that are found in nature, right? They're man-made chemicals. And to that end, there's a chance that they could certainly be dangerous if taken in large dose. But so can natural chemicals. So can, go out and eat too many damn berries off the wrong bush and you'll be having a tough time. Pick the wrong mushrooms. See what happens to you there. So whether it's natural or man-made, not really the issue. The issue is overconsumption. I would say the issue is, well, how much of this chemical are you putting into your body? Because when you find out that you injecting a rat full of aspartame causes cancer to the rat's brain, yeah, that's a bad indicator. But how much did you give the rat? You probably gave the rat more than any human being could ever ingest in any short period of time. So that's not a really good, down to real life sort of experiment, in my opinion. Now, does that mean that people should go out and drink a bunch of aspartame and eat a bunch of MSG? Probably not, but you probably shouldn't go out and drink a bunch of alcohol and eat a bunch of fatty foods. So all things in moderation, right? As you say, Mark, even your mother, who has been drinking a lot of Diet Cola over a lot of years, has had no problem. She's a healthy lady for the most part, right?
Yeah, she is. I sincerely hope that nothing bad happens. But I think that some people are more sensitive to some things than others.
That's true. Some people are very allergic to peanuts, for instance.
But at the same time, you got to live life.
No doubt about it. I'm not going to stop eating my snack chips just because, somebody told me that MSG is bad. And I understand that some people are allergic to MSG. Some people have really severe reactions to MSG. So I understand as well. But I don't. I mean, it makes me want to have a few more chips, but if you just pour them into a bowl and you cut yourself off from the bag, that's a good way to control your portions. More's on the way. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.